Hi, in today's bonus drop from food futurologist Dr. Morgan Gay, Morgan discusses the question of eating insects. Crikey, or should I say crickets? Yum yum. Now over to Morgan.
Apparently, we eat insects every day. Can this really be true?
Just true. It's true. And I think it's difficult because there is such a yuck factor in the West when it comes to eating insects, partly because we don't have a history of eating them. But secondly, our language around them from being really young is super negative. So we say things like incy wincy spider, creepy crawlies, critters, ants in your pants. It's all negative. And so the last thing we want to do is put insects in our mouth because they were already, there's such a revulsion around them. But 2/3 of the world do eat insects and they're super abundant. There's about 3,500 varieties of edible insects. Some are cheesy, peppery, crunchy, lemon zingy. You can eat some of them alive if you want to, but you can make them into all sorts of things. They can be crunchy and you can fry them and dip them in salt. And, you know, lots of countries eat them and it's very possible that we could, but we've got a lot to get over before we do that in terms of a choice. However, we are already eating them, whether we like it or not, because the FDA allows about 30 insect fragments in 100 grams of peanut butter, 60 insect fragments in 100 grams of chocolate, because it's really hard to legislate around those places where those things are created. Those products like peanuts are ground peanuts. They grow, it's just the sort of where they grow, it's going to be full of insects. So it's very hard to regulate. But they don't have to list it on the label.
So it's not intended ingredients. It's just a byproduct of the manufacturing process.
Yes, the process. Yeah. And they're even allowed rodent hairs in orange juice. But I don't think that's the thing we want to be eating in the future. But we're allowed to have that. You know, just a few, there's a fragment of that. So each country has its limit of what insect fragments would be allowed. But it can't be an exact science. Like there's 60 in every 100 grams of chocolate, but if there's allowed to be 60. So there has to be some health and safety, but that's the reality of it.
How do they know how many fragments?
I don't know. I think there will be some scientific person under a microscope looking at that stuff in random batch testing.
But other parts of the world do eat insects en masse.
Yes. Yeah, and it's a big part of their diet because they are fat-free. Now, that's a good thing, but they are, that you can eat the whole thing, mm-hmm. So there's not much waste. They love to be kept in captivity and held in small spaces. That's where they prefer. So you don't need a lot of space to keep them. You don't need land necessarily to feed them, harvest them, mini livestock. And they can be killed very humanely by making them cold. They fall asleep, they kill them. And they don't put a big strain on the environment. And so in some ways, they're a great answer to a lot of the issues we have right now. Currently, we are using them more and more for animal mm-hmm. feed in the West. And there is some talks around being able to use them in burgers, perhaps, with fast food chains in the future. However, there are some issues because there's an anaphylactic shock with some of the insects like people mm-hmm. have with peanuts.
So the day of having a cricket burger might be some way off.
Yeah, I mean, I did speak to a fast food chain quite a long time ago and said that they should be creating something called insect bites, like little mm-hmm. kind of mini burgery type, almost mm-hmm. like a falafel. I think it would be great. I think people would go for it. The issue, like I said, the biggest issue we have is around language.
Yeah.
The language is a massive uh-huh. barrier. We need etymophagy, I think is the word for eating insects. We need another word like entomites. Don't ask what's in it.
Okay, folks, that's all for now. Come back tomorrow for some more of Dr. Morgan Gay's Food Futurology Insights and Trends.